usually the nishmas of the dalek of Shimon. Shem shavim din. So I know I apologize. I know you bring svarim with you, and I want very much to finish this maimer that we began before Yom Tov. I just don't feel that we should pass by the opportunity of having learned a little bit about the madregas of the nefesh world, neshama chai yechida. Since we're living in a time now of Milchama, I was just on the Yisrael the whole way. I just met with the father of a young man that was a paramedic that was killed on the first day.
Right.
We were just talking, and this morning I met with the mother of a 22-year-old who's a hostage. So we're in the middle of a Milchama. The Baruch Shalom wants us to understand what's happening, and we have to learn. So this is an opportunity, and we'll get back to Bez Hashem to this one. Probably another week or two we'll get back. Next week I'm going to be out of town on Tuesday, Bez Hashem. But I want to finish this maimer from Rav Sasson that we began, called Mechamel Hashem. And I know that Moshe David should be, if you have it, we're up to page 37. So I apologize for the having more pages.
Yeah, we're up to 37.
We're up to 37. We just started the first paragraph. We'll begin again, page 37 from the top, where it says Yechida Shebenefesh. We just learned a little bit that first paragraph. Everything that we're learning about is a perish on the words Ad L'Yada. That's what we're talking about. Ad L'Yada. That's what I was talking about Purim by the Febregin, by the Mesiba a few nights ago. Alatanya, we're just going to review the first paragraph. We're up to the middle. The second paragraph, we'll start again at the top of page 37. Alatanya Midabralza. Alatanya speaks about this. Those prakim, Yuches, Yutes, with the Chav, Shu Reitzel Eichiech, Shebuchel Echad Ve'echad Mi'Yisrael, when the Baal Tanya wanted to explain, to show the reality of this Yechidah Shebenefesh that's inside each and every Jew, that inside each and every Jew there is burning this nefesh elokis, that he doesn't understand, the person himself doesn't understand and know what it is and hasn't felt its presence his entire life, most likely, or perhaps, depending who the person is. So what does the Alter Rebbe use as a way of kilo proving presence of this Yechidah Shebenefesh? Davke with the Inyan of Mesirus Nefesh. Shenavas me ha-Yechidah, this koch of Mesirus Nefesh, that comes from this sherish of who you are, that's called Yechidah. Shezem mokum l'mayla mi-seich l'viragish. That's Ad L'Yada. It's a place that's higher than anything the other person can understand. Yivanus amayis, havanus amayis, and than anything a person can understand, anything a person does. Mesirus nefesh l'Hashem is baruch nevas, mimokim shu har b'yosa amok, mehakar v'hahargasha. This willingness, this readiness of a Jew to give up his life, akidus Hashem, without understanding why. And not because he's expecting to have parties and celebrations and things that he couldn't have in this world, but simply something from within him tells him that this is the defining moment of his life, without understanding, without even feeling and knowing what. He pareches mitoch haru'usa deliba. This is something which explodes from the rotzen, the ru'usa deliba, the deepest rotzen of the heart. And it pierces through all the walls of the person, all the different layers of the person. Instinct adir. and it's revealed as a very powerful instinct. Kodesh Kodashim Shri Yisrael. This is the Kodesh Kodashim of a Jew. Mesirus Nefesh Lashem is Baruch Mekar V'Yechida. This Koch of Mesirus Nefesh that Am Yisrael has proven to be not just capable of, but to be something that has been such a huge part of who we are in our history. The Karb Yechida comes from Yechida. Tichach Mesirus Nefesh Lashem, Shal Yehudi Pashut Sheva Pshutim. Therefore, even a Jew is Pashut Sheva Pshutim. Pashut Sheva Pshutim. This mother that I was talking to this morning, so her son, she's a Swadesh, a woman, a firm woman, but the son was at the party. It was a little bit different at this point from his mom, his family, and he got out. He was able to, with the car, he was able to get out, but he heard somehow the radio, and he heard that there were chevra, not even people that he knew, but there were some chevra that were in a bad situation, and he went back twice to go in and pull the guys out, and he got killed the second time he went in. He got taken as a hostage. Got taken as a hostage. So, and the mother was telling us, Pasha Shem Pshutim, a 22-year-old boy. Very Pasha, simple boy. Shal Adam Kaddish Shem Gedoshim. This is the great equalizer. Since Yechida Shem Nefesh is something which is in the depths of every Jewish soul, it's Mashva Kotnu V'Godel. You see this by the simplest people, least religious people, whatever, and you see this by the Tzaddikim. It's Dava Hashava L'Chol Nefesh. So, Himoisa Emda Shava comes from the same place. Me'amokim Ha'elyon, from the Mokim Ha'elyon, Shavashavim call Yehudi V'Yehudi. It comes from that highest place where there's no difference between one Jew and another. It comes from what I was talking about the other night of Ashriyam Shekachalom. Kachas Kesar Kol Aksar. The place of Kesar Kol Aksar. Yechida Shem Nefesh. And the Kuda Gevor B'Yosef B'Chaim. It's the highest Nekuda in life. He Shove Eitzah Kol Yehudi. I mean, that's the same by all Jews. Zu ha-yechida. Ukshehit es gala, when this yechida of the soul is revealed, aleha nemar, regarding this nekuda of yechida in a Jew, the Gemara tells us at the end of Tanis that Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Asos Mochel HaTzadikim, Hashem, in the end of time, Hashem is going to make a circle of the Tzadikim, v'yoshev b'neihem b'gan Eden. And Hashem is going to sit in the center of that circle, equidistant from every single person. And every single one is going to point with this finger. This is what Hashem, we waited and we had trusted in. And so on. So this is where we'll talk about this. What's this circle at the end of time? What is the circle of Yoshe B'Neim and Hashem sitting at the center of the circle? The center of the circle is equidistant from every single point along the circumference of the circle. Every single person, it makes no big difference how big the circle is. Every single person who's part of the circle is the same distance from the center point of the circle. And each one is able to point with his finger. Marabespa doesn't mean physically have to point. It means zuhab behiru samachletas. Pointing with the finger means this is it. It means understanding something with absolute clarity. That's called pointing with the finger. Lishum tzarech b'metavech ben ha'odm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without the need for there to be any intermediaries, anything separating between the tzaddik, between the Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kudas heshtavus. Is that the kuda of heshtavus? All Jews are equal. And that the kuda that's called Yechida Shebenefesh, all of us are equidistant from the center. Makadosh Baruch Hu. Shavu umashva katan v'gadol. Like we say in Yantiv and Davin. Shavu umashva katan v'gadol. Hashem equalizes. As that presence of Hashem in each and every Jew that's called Yechidah Sheva Nefesh is mashva katan v'gadol. Shenemar al Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zegam no'utz b'tochenu pnima. It's not only something that is revealed when life is over and we're in Gan Eden. It's Nekuda Nelemes v'Nisteiros. That's what the Rebbe is talking about. This is the Nekuda Nelemes v'Nisteiros, the hidden Nekuda. Shekashi pareshes achutza, when it's revealed, when it bursts forth. Mizgalus ha'mayla shel Am Yisrael. Then you see the beauty of all of Am Yisrael. You see the mile of Am Yisrael, what Am Yisrael really is. Not all the other stuff. You see the emes, what Am Yisrael is. Umasa he presses. And when it could come out, it doesn't have to be Davka, by Mesir's Nefesh. We're going to talk about this a little bit at Mirsham on Sunday also, with the learning the Bat Shara Nun. I mean, obviously, the Tzaddikim are Isaac in this Indian all of their lives, but Masahi Peretz is, when is it guaranteed, pretty much guaranteed, to be revealed? Is Mansha Mesirus Nefesh. At time of Mesirus Nefesh. So Yesh Ladaz. She'etzem
ha'nuchonus l'msuas ha'nefesh. So we're saying, since it's Shavu for everybody, that means we're talking about Madriga, it's higher than Makab, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, higher. Before, from the beginning, higher. She says,
Yeshadah,
she'etzam ha'nachonus limsos ha'nefesh. The very fact that a Jew is ready to give up his life. And as we've been seeing, then not only they're fighting with each other, who has this chus? The unbelievable, this nechonut, limsos ha'nefesh. Meyer or otzim b'godol b'olam. This fills the world with very powerful light. With a very, very powerful light. This is what we're living in right now. We're living at a time, there's never been ever such a time like the one we're living in right now. But this or of Mesirus Nefesh is Ma'ore Nishmas Yisrael in a very powerful way. This is the Kuda of Yechida and the Jews who are not just on the battlefield. This aura of Mesirus Nefesh, which I've been talking about this a lot lately, this is an aura that fills all of creation. What's happening, the effect of this light of Mesirus Nefesh, we see this, is more powerful than a passing thought of tshuva that a Jew sometimes has. A person sometimes thinks, I should try to be better. This light of Mesirus Nefesh, the effect that it has, the impact that the Mesirus Nefesh has on all of Am Yisrael, is much more powerful than a pure tshuva. Ki hi ha-tshuva amuka b'yoseh shichaluliyos, because this is the deepest tshuva that's possible. Loshuv lihikol b'shoshenu ha-ruchani, to return to the very shoresh, to the root of who we are. Hashem is Baruch, which is Hashem. Shanu chelik mimenu. Each one of us is a chelik, kiv'yachol, a chelik alakam imam. We shove him elav legamrei, and we're returning to him completely. Lo rak tshuva shel hamaisa, not only to improve behavior, the things that we're doing to improve, ala tshuva shel kol chai, lo shul lidavik b'shem. One's entire life, one's entire existence, to bring back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh ha'omek ha'gonus be'etzam ha'nechanus lomsos ha'nefesh. This is what is concealed in the very readiness of a person who is willing to give up his life. Therefore, Malamed HaRizal, Shekesh Am Yisrael Nimtzeh B'Matzeh Ruchani Yerud. Listen to what he says, HaRizal. We've had different times throughout history where we were called upon to be Moiseh Nefesh. In our lifetime, this is something that, I mean, there were wars in Eretz Yisrael, but the Hizgalus of of October 7th, of Shemini Atzeres, together with the aftermath and what's happening in the world vis-a-vis Am Yisrael. So there's something very, very different. But we've seen, Arizal says, Kesha Am Yisrael nimsa b'matzav ruchani yorud. When Am Yisrael is in a spiritually depleted state, when we're not doing well, and because of that, our davening is not going well, and our avodah is not strong. We're just in a very low place, and we don't have the strength to be ma'ira, the shefa to come from above. So the Arizal says, "Ein etza acheres." There is no other etza. Here it's not going to work to just to go around, you know, some lubavitchers with film, you know, or to shake a lulav or something, which is beautiful. It's not quite, it's not enough. It's just not enough. This is mamish what it was, Yom Kippur, right before this started. Elan Khanus Limsos HaNefesh. The Arizal says Hashem brings into the world an opportunity for the Jewish people to be Moshe Nefesh. It sounds horrible, but it's not. That's Hashem's way, like I was talking about the other night, of dropping a rose in the darkness. That's how Hashem drops a rose in the darkness. Pulazuma Ereris or Otsa. And there's awakened the powerful, powerful light. Or Otsa. Mamshicha Shefa Bligul, which we're going to see. There's already a shefa. We're going to, there's Hashem, see what's coming up. Shefa Bligul. Without end. The Moicha is called Avonis Yisrael. And this is Urus of Mesiris Nefesh, of Or, of Yechidus Nefesh, erases the sins of the Jewish people. That doesn't mean that everybody did Shuvah yet. Doesn't mean that everybody is keeping Shabbos yet. But this Urus of connecting to who we are, takes time, of course. We have to work very hard that there shouldn't be chalila. It shouldn't be a wasted opportunity. Kach koisev Ariz Albinyan Milas Hanachonis Lumsos Anefesh Zulashan. So this is the lashon of the Arizal in the Shakavanas of Krishna, the Jewish of Krishna, page 38. Amesh and Nimsu Navshenu al Kiddush Hashem Uchal Leiv. The Arizal says, when we're able to be Moshe Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, and it doesn't mean that you have to die. It means that you're prepared to do anything. For Am Yisrael, for Hashem, you're prepared. You're ready. He says, Ki Aide Kane, I feel ain't one who shum Maisim Toivim. Even if we have no Maisim Toivim, no redeeming qualities, nothing, no Maisim Toivim. The Hishano Adla Hafli. And we've done horrible things, Adla Hafli. Hina Aide Mesiris Navshenu, through Mesiris Nefesh, Miskaprim Avanosenu Kulam. It's been one long Yom Kippur. Mamish. Miskaprim Avanosenu Kulam. V'yesh bonu yicholus lalos ad Hashem isbar. K'mo shom chazal, g'doy lo tshuva shom agaz ad kisei hakavi. Shnema shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem loka. That's the lashon of the HaKadosh. Yes, well, okay. Mesiris ha-nefesh l'Hashem navaz me'ha-hakavi she'en oid movado. So you have some guy, he's screaming his whole life, he's an atheist. You know, and he's angry, he's against everything. And then, all of a sudden, he's Moshe Nefesh, because inside of him, there's this Marabetzbo, he's pointing with his finger all of a sudden, doesn't even know how this happened, and he's saying, Ein Avon Vada, there's nobody but Hashem. We're just a spark of that, of Kiryachal Hashem, or a spark, a piece of Hashem. Lachain, therefore, he my Rebbe says, Yichud Hashem Barlam. So when it's a time of Mesiris Nefesh, when this is Galus of Yechidish of Nefesh, it's Moira, a tremendous Yichud of Hashem in the world, the oneness of Hashem is Mesoira in the world. That's why all of the anti-Semitism came out at the same time. All of the honest, I guess two or three honest journalists in the world. I say all of them. Akilu, there's a minion. So all of the honest journalists in the world have mentioned that before the Israelis, before there was one bullet that they shot, there were already all kinds of demonstrations against Israel going on. Before anybody went into Gaza, there all the anti-Semites were coming, mamish, everywhere. For two, three days it was quiet, because they're not stupid, they're seichel. So after 2, 3 days, they couldn't hold it back, even though the fire of hatred came out in such a strong way. Because the Elul Matzah, because when the yichidish of a nefesh, when the essence of a Jew is revealed, and this is a hard sentence to say, but it's but we're still in the parish of Mechias HaMalik. The Chassidim in the world that didn't say Tachanun, they all say, you know that. Mm-hmm. So we're in the parish of Mechias HaMalik. When the essence of the Jewish people came out into the world, Zelu Mazeh, the essence of the Goyim came out into the world. So, the essence came out. That essence of the Rishayim, of the Goyim, I said, hold on. Of the Rishay Umas Oilam, who hold it back, who try to hold it back, or sometimes they're malbushing in anti-Semitism, having a Zionism, whatever, but they still try these kind of things. Remember, there was one of my daughters. She was listening to this woman. She liked her very much. She said she loves Jews. It's a black woman.
Owens, right.
That she was, that my daughter said, she's daddy, you have to listen. She's a Givaldi. She's not heavy. She's so, you know, so I'm my father's son. I said, let me tell you. I want to listen to Lady Israel. I can talk to Jay Gelman. You know, I don't have to listen to this lady. I'm not even sure what she has to say. And my daughter's telling me, no, daddy, really, she's standing up there. In the meantime, so my daughter, the same daughter said to me the other day, she's shaking her head. She says, oh, daddy, Owens, this Ken, this Owens. This Owens. So she still sued for a couple of...
A very strong Christian, and she came to back Jews from her Christian belief, but as soon as something conflicted a little bit there, she came out.
Boom.
She boom. Never did it from loving the Jews.
Because she worked for Jews.
She worked for Ben
Shapiro. She worked for Ben Shapiro.
Until yesterday, yeah. Or the day before.
He fired her. Yeah. Good. Now for sure she's going to go crazy. And, cares. But the Messias is that when the Yechidah of a Nefesh of Am Yisrael comes out in such a way, then the Zelu Mazeh of the Umas Olam comes out very, 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 very strong. Very, very strong. We see that. It's unbelievable what's happening. That this Milchama L'Hashem B'Amalek that came out, and I feel a bit like all these nice non-religious Jews, they don't know like what's going on. All these kids in colleges or these liberals, you know, that... we thought you're our brothers, you know. We thought, not the Jews, they thought all these other, these going with their friends and their colleagues and they, you know, the professors, and they see that they don't understand. There's not something which is safe. Because the sinner is connected to the Kuda of Yechidah Shev Nefesh. It cannot be explained. There's no pshat in what's going on in the world now. It's absolutely astonishing what's happening. And it comes from that place of Kesed Mesabus, or the crown. It's called the crown of filth, of impurity. That the highest midah in Tumah of Amalek, this Kayach, that's Mesayr. Just like when we came out of Mitzrayim. So we're coming out of Galus now. Hashem wants us to finish Galus. Hashem wants us to be worthy to receive Mashiach. And Hashem is also wanted to prepare us by being ma'ir us to a place of Yechidah of Nefesh, of Mesirus Nefesh, through Mesirus Nefesh, and the Kineged, the Amalek that's coming out, Ashakar HaBaderach, now that we're finally on our way back to Yerushalayim, Ashakar HaBaderach, is now what's happening, all this stuff that's happening. All this stuff. All these, my father is telling me. I was never a liberal or anything like that, but I was like trying to be more like understanding or whatever, because my father's always just nothing. It's the same thing. Nothing. Nothing is different. even though my father loved America, and he appreciated America. My mother, she should be well, has a tremendous love for America. My father said that it was all a question of how deep you go in. How deep you go in. And we're seeing this, it's unbelievable. Because the other side is fighting against this Hizgalus of Or Hayichud, of the light of Hashem. Or Achdus Hashem Mei. Azai Hara Kulay Nichna Tachas Ramshal Zakdush. And when that Or of Achdus Hashem, that Or of Hashem Achad is shining, then the Ra inside of the Jewish people, inside of the Jew, is Nichna. It becomes subjugated. It surrenders to the Memshelas Hakedusha, to the sovereignty of the world of Kedusha. Therefore, the readiness of Jews, the willingness of Jews, Lumsuras Anefesh, Poyel Pu'ula Atzuma Gudoyla B'Shmei Marim, is Poyel, an unbelievable thing. Pu'ula Atzuma Gudoyla B'Shmei Marim. What's happening in Shemaim? which is the power of the neshama that's waking up. This the nishmas Yisrael is waking up. And the whole sefer Rav Sasson tells Hakitzurim was this in the whole sefer Hakitzurim was being supposed to be translating to English. Vor achdus Hashem meya. The light of Hashem's oneness is shining. And this is bringing about the eradication of evil from the world. And look how even people who seem to be sensible people who you would think would care about their own self-preservation, why wouldn't they want Hamas to be finished off? Why would somebody in the West, why would somebody who lives like in London or America, stop a guy, why would he want Hamas not to be finished off? Because of humanitarian reasons? If they're such humanitarians, it doesn't seem to bother them what happened in Syria. In Syria, there were 500,000 shechted each other. It doesn't bother them what happens in China and all these places. Except this is such an Indian this is all people that, like, any civilized person understands that the difference between Arham and Baruch Mordechai. Why would you want Hamas to be for? Why do you want such people dragging around? These are animals. Why would you want them? Why would you be interested in preserving that? What about your own self-preservation? Don't you know that? And the strangest thing is you have these gay people and everything. They're marching for Palestine. Well, yeah, they wouldn't last for 10 seconds if they'd be there. And all these other, you see that it's not seichel. It's not seichel at all. And with everything else that happens in the world, there's some seichel. There's a little bit of seichel. This is bechlal. This is bechlal, not seichel. They say, in Chabad there's a story, I hope I get this right, but this, I think in Chabad there's a story, there was in every town, in every shtetl, there was always the shtetl, the shaitan. You know, there was the town fool. So there was the shaitan Lubavitch, and he wanted very, very much to have yichidus with the Rebbe Maharash, the Rebbe Shmuel. You know, they kept him out, like the Gabbai, you know. He's a Meshuggah. And they didn't want him to go into Shteh, the Rebbe, whatever. And he was making hal tumult to let him in. And they did not let him into the Tzadik. So a friend of his gave him an etzah that every day at a certain time, the Rebbe would go in his carriage, they would take him a little bit out to get for some air to the countryside. So he said, there you could be piled something. So the shaita waited. He found out what time it was, and he was waiting by the trees over there. And sure enough, the carriage came, and it wasn't going fast. He jumped right onto the carriage. They couldn't throw him off. The gabbai didn't know what to do. They had like 2 gabbai there, and he sits there right on the bench across from the Rebbe Maharaj. He pulled it off. And the one who wrote the story said, described it like this, that the Rebbe smiled. He liked that. He liked the omets, you know, that the Seed did such a thing, the Shaita. And the Rebbe asked him, whatever, Yankel, what is it? He says, Rebbe, I have been trying for a long time to have the big question to ask that I wrote to them. So what is it? So he said that he got an offer. Listen to this. He got an offer to come to Vitebsk, to move to Vitebsk. He has a friend of his that's the Shaita in Vitebsk. So he says that it's a big town, Vitebsk. Lubavitch is a little, Vitebsk is a bigger place. And his friend wants to, he said, we could have here two shaitim, and we could work the town together, you know, because this way we'll have each other, it's nice to be friends. So I don't know what to do. So should I stay in Lubavitch to shaitim, or should I go to Vitebsk to be shaitim? So the Rebbe said to him, the guy who was there wrote this over. Said this over. The Rebbe said, it's a hush of a question. He said, the Rebbe said, look, it says, you know, Ein Shnei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Kesef Echad, you know, the sun and the moon, you know, two crowns. Your friend's been in Vitebsk for a long time. He's the Chari, he has a Malchus over there. He wants you to come, but he has a Malchus of being the Shaita of Vitebsk. Let me tell you, the Babish is small, but you're the Shaita here. You could, you know, you have your Malchus here. You could be a Shaita in the Babish. Better not to go to Vitebsk. So he liked that very much, the Shaita. And the Rebbe asked him, says, well, I'm getting to this point, so the Rebbe asked him, tell me, Yankel, how did you think Tak of such an age? So, like, you just did this, you pulled off, you waited for, like, an ambush and jumped on the wagon. So he said, Rebbe, I'm not a Shaita, but a Seichel Eid has to have a little. I am a Shaita, but I have a little. I am Eid. Some Seichel Eid has to have, like, not altogether a Shaita. But how did it happen in the world that there's such a thing that people all together shaita? Yeah. Unseichel. Because the field, the game right now, the field they were on is a field of Mesiris Nefesh, of Yechidah Sheb Nefesh, of Arish HaMashiach, and it's without Das. Everything is not following any of the regular rules and regulations of Seichel and Das. Nothing. Doesn't make any sense. Just like when you're reading the Gilas Esther, what's going on over here? Even the quote today says that Achiverus is another tipesh. What is that? He was a tipesh. And how did it happen? Once, when you're in that place of the Shara Nun, of Yechidah Sheb Nefesh, and that's why they had to be brought to a place of Mesiris Nefesh. And that Hashem held them to Lahashma Lahargala Abe. That every single Jew, they felt all of a sudden, Jews were doing very well during that time. That's why, you know, they didn't even want to go back to Israel. I don't tell you the history of what's happened. Only 40,000 something Jews went back to Israel. They were prospering. They had nice businesses. They were doing very well. They had their Central Avenue, their 13th Avenue. They were doing fine. There was anti-Semitism, though. And they were kissed by Sitna, they were being sent because there was a war between Persia and Greece, and the Jews were always, both sides always accused the Jews of being for the other side. You know, there was anti-Semitism, there's always been anti-Semitism, but there's anti-Semitism now in Russia, making ends meet. Then all of a sudden, Hashem, the Harul Abbe, Shevet, Esrame, Medina, every single Jew is going to get killed. 127 is the whole, just their whole world. So nothing is bechlal. There wasn't anything that was with seichel or das, and any of the decisions that were made. Who were bigs in the Zeresh? And why did he do that? Why did Achashverosh do that to Vashti? What happened with Vashti? The whole parasha of Vashti. Vashti says she was not behind him going back to fight against the Greeks, again going to Milcham. And what was going on in the world at that time? But nothing was with seichel. Nothing was with seichel. And how did a person like Haman, who was a Gronish Megronish, first, like home and come to the top. How did such a thing happen? Everybody's asking, how did it happen over the past few years that you have these disgusting women, these sunny Israel that they in the Congress of the United States of America? How could there be such a CS like this? That in the Congress of America, in the American government, to have people like this that are openly sunny Israel? How could it be all of these things that are going on? It's all Purim. It didn't just happen a week ago or a month ago. The whole thing had to be that there was such a thing The Purim spiel started very strong. It was already during Obama, but then with Trump, it was altogether like it was like Shushan Purim. Trump, and then he's got a Jewish daughter and Jewish enklach to go to Shiva. And this one, and the whole thing that's going on these few years that we're living in now. And when this is all finished and we're going to be sitting in that circle around Hashem, we're going to say, wow, that was Mamish Purim Tavshin Peidal. The whole tekufa was crazy. It's all crazy. So that, because there's a hezgalas of that or of Hashem Echad, the Yechidah Shem Nefesh, and that's sort of the tilm of the tzitzis, with the Shema Yisrael, and everything. Such a service. V'zeh soy kavodas mesiris hanefesh v'yaseinah kareim shema Yisrael. And you don't have to be on the battlefield. A person should try to have, especially now, when you say Krishma, and especially when you say Krishma at night, Krishma will meet the heaven mind, to be ready, to be moist and efforts to give up one's life like Yishasha. To die like Yishasha. Whenever we say Shema, the Ramchal spells this out very clearly in Derech Hashem. Ramchal writes the following: Hakadosh Baruch Hu arranged, the Chacham Elyona arranged this Metzius of Ha'orah Hazoyis of this illumination of light. Hamischazekes u'ma'averus ha'choshech shel ha'olam. This light that has the power to completely dispel, to drive away the darkness of the world. Umegaberes bo ubebruav ha'yekar v'amaylak v'akadusha shezacharno, and has the ability to strengthen within all of creation this kedusha. V'tola hamshoche v'maisi atachtonim k'shar kol ha'shpos ha'tikunim. But as Hashem always does with the world, we have to do something. It doesn't just come for nothing. We have to do something to make ourselves into Kalim. And what do we have to do to be able to draw this light of this Ur of Hashem Echad into the world? Ramnam Hamaisa Sher Toloboy, whom Masur Odom is Nafshai, Akidish Maizbar. It's a Jew being Maisa Nefesh, Akidish Shmaizbar. The Gamizay Yesh Madregas. And there are Madregas. When a Jew is moist and nefesh, akid Hashem, it draws a tremendous, powerful light. V'yisakin b'briya tikun otzum. That's v'yisakin in the briya, in creation, tikun otzum. Tikun otzum. V'yarbeba hakiddush v'abihirus ribui god. It brings tremendous, tremendous ribui of kedusha, behirus, clarity, kedusha. Olam bara reis, v'ataloda hayoytzeis, and the result, the consequence of all of this, he amshachas hashpoz hakiddush v'abihirus bebriya kula, in all of creation, drawing this light of clarity and kedusha to all of creation, lasses lo ilui min hachol, to lift up the world from the chol, from profane, a choshech in the darkness, shibam kefi madrigosa hasharoshes. And Mitzvah will talk on Sunday, we'll see that by Chabuz Yosef Tzadik, that the ikra of Mitzvah Nefesh is not just to say Krishma, which is that kavana of being ready to daal Kish Hashem, but to in our lives, each one of us, to try to do something that's hard. Laman Hashem, Laman Yisrael, to do something that requires Mitzvah Nefesh. That's the way that we enter into the place that's called the Sharna. Something with Mesiris Nefesh. To give up something, each person, without posting it, you know. Something in the Kud of Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh. Nimsa klal inyan pasuk rishon shel Shema hu ha'edus, therefore the basic meaning of the first pasuk of Shema, is ha'edus v'ha'edor b'yichud yisbarach b'chol havchanaisav. Is this edus in yichud Hashem on all levels? Kabbalas ol malchuso, kabbalas ol malchus v'hem lichay al kol habruim kula. That you mamlech Hashem over all of creation. Gemara b'datenu li'imasa kedushmai, and by kriyishma to have in mind to be ready to give up our lives like kedush Hashem. V'teladus kol zeh hayos adayin baruch hu. The Ramchal says saying all of this, and the result of all of this is hayos adayin baruch hu masik memshelis yichuda al kol habriya. And the result of this will be that Hashem will strengthen his memshala, his rule of his yichud, of all of creation, v'hikana v'ishtabit koiches hara, and will lead to the shibud of the koiches of ra, to conquering all of the koiches of ra, v'schazek atayv v'ezgabe, and will strengthen all the tov in the world to become greater and greater. V'yimotzi yizboruch libriya, shetisla boi v'tishtal b'shlemusa, to lead to the shlemus of creation. V'timoshech ha'ashpar, ha'lisenes ilu libruim b'shira ha'mitztarech, v'inosin bom b'hirus v'kidush k'fi ha'neus. And that this will be Hashem's response to our readiness to be moshe nefesh ha'kidush Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiryachu will send into the world this Ilu Labruim, this elevation, this Shefa, to all of creation, B'Shir HaMitztarech, to bring this Behirus and Kedusha to the world. Next, which of the next one, I will be able to finish, but that next one is about what does it mean to be a soldier? What does it mean to be a Chayal? A soldier on the battlefield. And that Neshama of coming to that place of Yechidus of Nefesh, being a Jewish soldier. So, Mitzvah will continue next time.